Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
A very hurried and frantic letter has been sent to the Knights of Carcery, begging for assistance in a place called Fairburn Point. This letter insists that there is a corruption affecting the highest members of society, an inky black evil worshipped at the fringes of where people dare to look.
Something is very amiss. We need to get out of here right now. I've been in combat. You have been in combat. You have been in combat. We need to leave. Whatever's behind this door, we hit it as hard as we can.
Not Gertrude.
I do not care. It may not be Gertrude.
Can I use my longsword?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Please cut her head off.
No! Oh! You get a nat 20, so it's a critical hit, double damage.
Good night, nurse.
Yeah, you cut her head off.
Oh my God!
Drifting!
We need to move very quickly. We are not safe in this castle anymore.
So you're going to hide her body?
We're going to check her body for stuff.
Sorry?
I want to check her for stuff first.
Okay, you pat her down.
Yeah.
She had a mace. You find that. She had some cleric's robes, but they are very bloodied and also fit a dwarf, so they wouldn't fit you.
Mm.
She had some armor on her. Yeah, a chain shirt.
Mm-hmm.
She had a holy symbol. It would have been a sun and moon tucked together.
Mm-hmm.
She had a few other just odds and ends, maybe like a book that she had on her, but you open it up and it's a
just
Bible.
A book.
Yeah, okay. It's nothing. Flipping through it, you don't see anything unusual.
There's nothing else unusual on her at all.
You do find, I would say, she had, because she was trying to prepare for tonight,
mm-hmm.
You find like a side satchel thing on her, and in it you find 5 potions that look like, well, you know they're healing potions. They have a label on them. They're labeled as Grugrog's Best. There's a picture of a smiling orc with big thumbs up. And underneath Grugrog's Best, it's Grugrog's Best Healing Potions. And then the tagline underneath says, also now functions as an incendiary device.
Grugrog's Breast is something that I've encountered before, boys. It is the most powerful alcohol known to man.
Okay.
It's basically gasoline.
Can it cure a beheading?
It can't cure a beheading.
Damn. Finger being cut off?
Or a finger being... No, it won't regrow a limb, unfortunately. No. That's quite powerful magic to regrow a limb.
We could have some to heal ourselves back to full health, though.
Yeah, if you have hit point damage, this can recover that. And also, you maybe have encountered these before. So when you're drinking it as a healing potion, you need to form it might be instructions. You got to form a tight seal, lip to bottle,
okay.
Because if air makes contact with this liquid, it will ignite.
We've got grenades, boys.
Awesome.
It is also an incendiary device.
This is good. Does it get you drunk?
Oh, it'll get you drunk.
Because I'm pretty heartbroken right now, and I want to drink.
Yeah. Do you look visible? Are you visibly hard?
I am shaken. I am like, I don't know what to do with myself.
I very gently put both my hands on your face.
Bomb. You're going to need to get it together.
No. No. I hit it really well, but I loved her.
You did not hide it as well as you think. There will be other loves, but we have to survive first. Yes?
She was a murderer. Maybe. Murderer pending.
I think I take a swing at him.
Okay, yeah. Are you actually intending on causing damage? Or is it like a...
It's more of like a heartbroken,
swing.
Like,
okay, yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah,
put your back into it.
I slap you.
Okay.
Not to do damage, but we have got to get together on this.
Yeah. No, let him take the hit.
He's already hit you.
Oh, did he actually hit me already?
Well, you were describing it as more of like a stage hit, like you're not intending on. No. You can, if you want, full on punch him, and you can actually try to deal damage.
You know what?
All right.
I fucking do.
Because
you just chopped her fucking head off.
I reacted in the moment.
You get a critical hit.
Oh, shit.
You're not going to do enough damage to kill him. Even at maximum possible damage.
I am furious with both of you.
Oh, boy.
How much did I lose?
Mate, it takes a lot for Pom to get worked up.
Yeah, yeah.
You deal 8 points of damage. That is so much.
I'd leap up onto his shoulder and punch him right in the ear.
You fall backwards and your head slams into the stone floor. You're alive, but goddamn.
Yeah.
That would have killed someone.
Yeah. Can I fight back?
Yeah.
Do you respect me for that
move?
Can
you fight back? Absolutely. And you know what? You deal more damage.
I turn to him.
Mm-hmm.
I deserve that. I know what it is to have loved and lost. I took something from you, but murderer pending. I still think pending. No one was wrong. We are both right.
I say nothing. I walk over to her. You said she had like a pendant from her because she's a knight.
Yeah, a holy symbol.
I take that. Okay. I just want to
You can add holy symbol to your inventory.
I hand one of the healing potions to Drifting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I come over to you. What are you doing?
I am still fuming. If you let me get one of those potions, I will guzzle it down. I am not in a good mind.
I'm not going to give you one.
Yeah, no, it's a good idea.
Doesn't deserve one.
You might have to pick me up and carry me out of here.
You drink the healing potion?
Yep.
You're fully healed. You make sure you form a proper seal between your lips and the bottle. You down the entire thing, as it says in the instructions. You feel it's like you've downed an entire bottle of vodka.
Mm. Oof.
You feel confident.
Got to enjoy it while I still have lips. Yeah.
I go over to you, Pom.
Mm-hmm.
You're just sad.
Yeah, I've got a necklace thing, and then I'm just kind of like looking at it. I'm like almost like non-communicado.
Pom Penny Farthing. When you became a knight of sorcery, why did you do it?
I don't respond.
What was it that made you pick up the sword and go, yes, this is what I will do. This is my calling. Because it's not for everybody, Pom Penny Farthing. Why did you become a knight of sorcery?
I look at the necklace and I look up at you, but I still don't respond.
You don't have to tell me, but find it in here because you are going to need it tonight. You're going to need to hold on to it very, very tightly until it makes your fingers bleed, but do not let go of it. You too. Remember why you became a knight of sorcery, because tonight is going to be a long, long night.
I stand up. That's as good as you're going to get out.
That's all right. Yeah. I'll take that. All right, we must go. Ha!
Are you going to hide Gertrude's body?
Yes.
All right. Are you going to hide it with the other one?
Fuck you.
Burn it.
We go, where is the other body?
Mentally, you're like, well, we can stuff Gertrude's body in the hiding place with the other one underneath the bed.
Okay.
You've covered it up really well.
Yeah. Adam, whose body is the other one?
Oh, it was your fourth.
Oh, it was the fourth.
Do we know what it is now, looking at it being
huzzah,
dead?
We did it.
Yeah. You look at it, and it's the fourth one.
Yeah, can
it
we?
It's the fourth of you.
Can we retain what it? If I were to describe it, how would I describe it, Adam?
You're pretty sure you realized that there was only three of you, and then the fourth one, when you confronted it, it attacked you, and you killed it, was scared that what you've killed was maybe a crime, and so you've hidden it.
Okay. That's the blood.
Yeah.
That's the blood.
Yeah. That's victory.
Yeah.
Code names are back on the menu.
Yes. Oh, I passed it. Don't cover.
We're back.
That is such a funny thing to take away.
What I want to know is how many times has Gertrude knocked on that door?
Yeah.
How many times has the Aesimir knocked on that door?
Mm.
How many times has the Spymaster knocked on that door? Because I assume that door's been knocked on a few times and we keep forgetting.
Yeah.
Although I don't think we're going to forget anymore, which makes me... Hang on a minute. We didn't close the door. Oh, we did, didn't we, Adam?
No, you didn't.
I draw my sword.
Are we back in the room?
Yeah, you're all standing in the room.
Oh,
you've just hidden Gertrude's body.
Okay.
Great.
And the door's closed.
The door's closed. It wasn't previously.
Because we're hiding the body.
None of you remember closing the door.
No, but we remember hiding the body.
Yes.
I get my stick ready.
Uh-huh.
My sword is out.
We open the door. Who is it?
Gertrude.
Ugh.
Hello. Are you ready?
I smash her in the face as hard as I can.
All right, here we go.
Fucking hell.
All right, you hit her.
Actually.
Uh-huh.
It's already done, mate.
I want to show her own dead body.
Well, Connie's right. Dice have been
rolled
at this point.
Okay. Hey, we might get another chance.
Yeah.
Damo can do that.
Yeah.
Yep.
But he may go after me.
Because you're going to try to fucking kill her. You're going to chop her head off again.
I got to know.
What? What are you doing now that you've seen Gertrude again?
I feel like my instinct would be to actually just stop Sean.
Hey, you don't know what I'm going to do.
I have a pretty good guess.
Nah, I'm an evolving man.
Sean, are you going to cut her head off? For the listeners of this audio format, Sean just gave the cheekiest wink I've ever fucking seen. You do really fast little winks, and they're powerful. They're really powerful.
Little, like,
mine are a bit bigger.
Yeah,
I put my whole face in it. Sean's are just like, look at Damon, look at.
All right, you deal 6 points of damage, slamming your quarterstaff right into her face. Her head rocks backwards.
Yes,
drifting snowflake. It's your turn.
I draw my sword.
Cut her head off.
And can I go up to her, hold the sword to her throat, and ask her to come over and look under the bed?
Okay. That will be an intimidation check. And unfortunately, she you can't tell just yet because she's quite surprised by your sudden aggression.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think that this is going to be very convincing. Unfortunately, that is also your turn.
Okay.
You can still move, but you can't attack now because you've spent your turn being intimidating.
Yeah. In moving, though, I can put my sword down.
Yeah, you can put your sword. Oh, you can put your sword down.
I'll put it down and step back and make room for my colleague.
Pom, it's your turn.
All right.
It's happening again.
It's happening again. I pull out the necklace. Do I still have the necklace?
Ooh. You do still have the necklace.
All right. I hold it out. Hands up to sort of be like, not attacking, and just sort of trying to show it to her.
I'll make that a persuasion check instead.
Okay.
You do also not great, but a bit better.
Okay.
Yearning, would you like to smack her again?
I'm going to try to, I don't know what you're trying, and I don't think it's going to work because I don't think she's real. I'm going to just try to, you now swing the quarterstaff around and sweep her off her feet.
Okay.
To knock her prone.
Are you intending on continuing fighting, or are you intending on... Your intention here, is it to deal damage or to knock her prone?
I want to knock her to the floor. Knock her prone. Mean...
I know that sounds like a stupid question.
Correct.
But this is something that you will do instead of dealing damage.
Correct. I don't want to hurt her. I want to knock her to the ground so that we can then deal with her on the ground. And if she's on the ground, she then has to get up before she can attack.
Yeah.
Luckily, she's still somewhat surprised. So when you slam your quarterstaff into one of her knees, you feel you hit like a pressure point. You know you haven't broken anything, but you force her leg in such a way that it has to come down and she topples onto her back.
Great.
Then Snow, it's your turn. You, Drifting Snowflake, you don't think your intimidation check is going to be particularly effective, not just because you don't feel like you're particularly intimidating, but also because your good friend is continuing to fight.
Okay.
What would you like to do? It's your turn.
She's not real.
You think she's not real?
You're torn between your two
friends. Not entirely sure.
Because I'm willing to find out.
I'm not.
Yeah, I got too. That. I got that.
I'm remembering why I became a Knight of Castery, and I'm holding on to it very tight.
Your own speech has worked wonders on you.
It really has.
Yeah.
Can I snatch the pendant from Pom?
Yes. Well, if Pom allows.
Look, you're pretty strong. I think you'd be able to do it.
If you want, you can resist. You can try to.
No guarantees. No, I'm going to go with it.
Okay.
I hold it up in front of her,
mm-hmm.
and can I say, what does this mean to you?
All right. I will call that, I guess that's kind of still an intimidation check, but I'll give you another intimidation check. I'll give you advantage because you're standing over her. It's very intimidating. She, even if she did want to fight, she probably couldn't win this fight.
Mm.
So, like I said, I'll give you advantage, and you did pretty well. All right. She puts up her hands in surrender.
Mm.
And Pom, I'm assuming you're not going to attack her.
No, I will not be attacking.
It's her turn. Instead of attacking you, she says, it's a looks like a medallion from my order, she says. She rummages around underneath her shirt and produces an identical looking one.
Damn, I was kind of hoping it was like the only one.
Yeah. Is there anything particular about both pendants that like is only on her pendant? Like, is there a certain scratch or a tarnish or
anything?
There
would
like
indeed
that?
Be carved into the reverse of it her name, Gertrude Stonehand.
All right.
Okay. Well, yeah, we show it.
Yeah,
that.
Flip that around. Yeah.
What does she have to say about that?
She looks very shocked at that, turns her one around, and you can see it also says Gertrude Stonehand.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bit strange then, isn't it?
Oh, it's more than a bit strange.
I'm assuming we're out of combat.
Yeah.
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 Unless you wanted to take another go.
I'm tempted to.
You have advantage now.
Can I?
He's prone.
I've stepped in front of Tom a bit just to sort of create a bit of a barrier for him?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I've done that.
Show her her body.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think she trusts you. I think you got to take her by the
show her her body.
You got to take her to the bed, mate.
Yeah. I'm going to stay
not the way I imagined it. I'll say that
the
much.
Door, ready to go. Because I don't want to close the door and have someone knock on it again.
So before that happens, I have some really upsetting
good
news.
Damn it.
While gesturing with your paw, it becomes impossible for you to not realize you have one finger and one thumb left.
Just on the one hand or on both?
On your right hand, you have only your pinky and thumb.
Sure no.
What the Zeltecking fuck? Fuck!
Oh. You take 4 points of damage.
That's not too bad. And
fuck.
And Pom.
Which hand? Sorry.
Right hand.
Is that I'm a left hander.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Pom.
Yeah.
You become aware of a searing pain on your chest.
Oh no.
You realize you are holding in your hand one of your crossbow bolts.
Oh shit.
Gertrude screams and hits the other bed when she sees her own corpse.
Is anything out in the hallway where I'm standing?
You look up one end of the corridor, you look at the other end of the corridor. You don't see anything amiss. Okay. What would you like to do about the searing pain on your chest, Pom?
Rip open my shirt.
You barely need to. Your shirt is partially torn. Written in a perspective, obviously, you did this to yourself.
Oh God.
You have carved run into your own fucking chest.
I
run.
See this. I slam my quarterstaff against the door.
Okay.
So that it cannot close for whatever fucking reason. And I look at my friends. We must leave now.
Yeah. We run. I just silently nod. Like, yeah, we're doing this.
Does Gertrude make to follow?
If you start running, Gertrude probably needs to make it. Okay. Gertrude scrambles to her feet and runs after you.
Okay. As she does, I slam the door back in her face.
To shut her in.
Yes.
Okay.
How do you feel about this, mate?
I'm conflicted, to say the least.
I feel like I got punched in the head much compared to this.
Sorry, is there
something we can brace the door with?
There's a lock, but it locks. Oh, no, actually. Okay. Highs or lows?
Lows. Sorry, Damo. I don't trust this woman.
You do what you got to do, brother.
Should I kill her again?
Yep.
Lows, did you say?
Yes.
I think you mean highs.
No, I think I mean lows.
No. Hey, Tom.
I'm not playing this game.
Tom.
If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I pick lows.
Tom, no.
You got to live by the lows or you die by the lows.
Tom, it's not a big deal. You want to pick highs.
I want to pick lows, Adam.
All right. There is no lock on this door. There's no way to bar this door.
Oh, that's all right. Unless I leave my quarterstaff behind.
I could try that if you wanted to.
But I need my quarterstaff.
Do you?
Yes. It's my weapon. Other than these fists.
And the other
And my other fists. Secret fists.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Gertrude doesn't want to stay in the room with her corpse, so you and her are going to make a contested check to see which one of you can force open or keep forced close the door.
I mean, I don't have anything to lock the door.
She is pushing as hard as she can, but she's slipping in her own blood, both hers and her other bodies. You, meanwhile, are not doing so well either because you've not braced yourself properly, but because neither of you have a particularly good grip, you just coincidentally win.
Which way do we go?
So are you shutting her in?
Yes. I don't trust this woman at all.
I think we should knock her out and carry her.
We need answers.
Yeah.
And she's
I'm fine to. I'll knock her out and carry her.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Do we have this conversation?
Yeah. All
right, let's see. I step away from the door and I shoot it. Are we back inside the room?
Oh, no.
Yes, you are.
Right,
we took too long.
I'm going to kill her.
When that door opens, we do not fight. We do not do anything. We run.
We run.
We run.
You feel a terrible pain, Pom. You look down at your chest again.
Yeah.
The crossbow bolt is no longer in your hand. It is the exclamation mark. It is the point of the exclamation mark on your chest.
Okay.
All right. You open the door.
Yes.
Gertrude is standing there.
I smack her in the head as hard as I can, knocking her off her feet. Adam,
for the third time. For the third time, you slam into her head. That's a critical. You hit. She reels backwards. Gertrude reels backwards into the other Gertrude, who is screaming and running away.
Interesting.
Not dead.
No, no, the one that we locked in the door.
Oh, fuck. How many are there?
There's now three. A dead one, two living ones, and one just knocked at the door. I've hit her in the face. We need to leave.
Run.
We run.
We run.
I'm going to have a threesome.
One of them is dead, Damo.
The dead one. The two alive ones. Oh, yeah, that's true. He is one of the three. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, no, we fucking, like, yeah. No, we're not fucking around anymore.
Gertrude, the one that is screaming and running, is coincidentally going the same direction as, well, not coincidentally, presumably she's trying to leave. So she's going in the same direction as the exit. Are you going to go after her or take a less optimum route?
We're not going to follow her.
Okay.
Okay.
That's my gut feel.
No, I feel you, but I still think... maybe she doesn't have... No, there's multiple hers anyway. I don't think she actually does have answers. She's as lost in this as we are.
Correct.
She'll just be confused.
Yeah. Yes. She's just... I think she her brain...
She is confused because Tom's beat her up.
I think her brain is shattered in half at seeing her own corpse and then herself knocking at the door.
All right. No, I can agree with this. Yeah. We go a different direction.
Yeah, we go...
We live in a world where I cut her head off.
Yeah.
She's done.
Yeah.
We choose that version.
Yeah. The three of you will need to make athletics checks to sprint as... hard as your little hearts.
My little dwarf legs can go.
Yes.
Sprint as hard as your little hearts will allow. Okay, so I get a bad boy card.
You roll badly.
But they never travel in packs. The players encounter a second identical enemy to the one they just fought.
Oh, please no.
Just another Gertrude.
That would be so fucking funny.
There's so many of them.
Yeah, you know what? Yes, I spend that.
Ugh.
You, as you're running, slam into another Gertrude, who is clearly different from the one that you just bumped into and the one that ran screaming in another direction. This is an entirely...
To the one we killed.
Yeah, and different to the one that you killed. She is missing an arm and screams and runs in a different direction when she sees the three of you.
We just keep running, I think, boys.
Yeah, so, let's keep legging it.
Pom, seeing that has shattered you... completely. Mentally speaking,
it's done for Damo in real life. So,
you stop running.
Yeah.
You just stand there and you're just panicking for a second. The two of you, drifting and yearning, the two of you can stop for him or keep going.
I will say, I'm a little lad.
Never leave a man behind.
Yeah, I stop.
Yeah. I reckon you need to tuck me under your arm. And
I kiss his head and pick him up.
All right. If you want, you can roll. It's just now. You'll be moving a lot slower, obviously.
That's all right.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait. Give him to me. Adam, I would like to spend a key point while we're running away and use Step of the Wind.
Okay, you increase your movement speed.
I increase my movement speed.
Nice. Okay. Can I ask a question too?
Yeah.
Have I taken any damage from having to carve myself up?
It's superfluous enough, I'm going to say. It's like the equivalent of cutting yourself shaving.
Yeah, cool.
It's painful, but it's not damaging.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Is drifting cutting himself as mementos to remember something's going wrong?
Oh, that would be awful.
Who knows?
No, he wouldn't keep chopping off fingers and multiple ears.
It hasn't worked so far.
No. Well,
dumb choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I use a key point and use Step of the Wind.
Right.
Thanks, buddy.
You notice that my tiny little Gila monster legs suddenly are swole as fuck. Okay.
You emerge almost explosively out of the castle keep into the large courtyard area that's just before the walls to the castle. In that courtyard area, Tania turns around and, like nothing's wrong, says, shall we head on then?
What time of day is it now?
You look over, it's the sun is setting, which is weird because the sun had set earlier.
Oh.
Maybe it had set multiple times earlier. But the sun is setting now.
And she's not surprised at our appearance.
She doesn't seem... you are kind of... Oh, wait. Well, you've only got one extra wound. Well, that is still quite...
I'm covered in blood.
I don't think my ear has been fixed, though. I'm still bleeding from the
ear. Yeah, and your hand's fine.
The hand is like bandaged.
I've lost more of it.
I'm bleeding heaps. Yeah.
You're right.
How am I still alive?
Tania, at first, seems... kind of nonchalant. But
also, you're carrying me. Sorry.
At first, she seems nonchalant, but then she quite clearly, it takes her a second to take in what your state is. And she says, are you okay? Where's Gertrude? She went to fetch you.
Which one?
You can see, in addition, walking from... Walking over from where the stables are, Redora is also approaching you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right. I drop you.
Yep.
I then whip off my, like, hat, cape, my well, not, I'm not nude, but just, yeah, like, dismiss all of that.
No, get it out, mate.
And peel my, you know when apes peel their lips back and they've got teeth?
Yeah.
I do that, but with my lizard mouth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I get really close to Gideon. Tania?
Tania, yeah.
Tania Gideon. What treachery is befalling us here tonight?
She looks quite alarmed at this. She's very, you don't need a roll. She's intimidated.
I am going to count to five. When I get to four, I will bite you. Tell me what treachery is befalling here tonight.
I don't know what you're talking about. Are you okay? Were you attacked?
Was it
the cultists?
It was three, four, four, five. I don't know how many of your friends, Stonehand.
She looks at you. She continues to be quite concerned with the situation.
Does it look like she's lying?
What a question.
Does it feel like, have I intimidated enough?
From an insight check,
yes,
you deduce that Tania is very scared of you.
Perfect.
And whether or not she's lying, you're not 100% sure. You just know,
she's scared.
Know her current emotional state, which is scared of you.
Good.
And she says, I'm sorry, but I have no idea what you're talking about. There's multiple Gertrudes, as in, like, imposters, assassins. Is that who attacked you? She seems like she's trying to be placating towards you.
What's the Master of Spies doing?
Redora, she's coming over with horses for your group.
Is she aware that the situation
she has,
is...
When she sees what's happening, she stops halfway between the stables and where you are, and you can... All three of you... No, oh, good boy card. Good job, Damo.
Yay.
I'd love a skill check one instead of all these combat-based ones.
Whoa, how'd I do that? You cast a cantrip you don't know, follow the spell's regular rules.
Oh, that's cool.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You don't know magic at all.
No.
All right, Tom, I think you know D&D enough that I would say you have to pick a cantrip, but Damo and Carney, I don't feel like you know D&D well enough.
No.
So
no.
For that spell, I'm going to do something a little weird.
Okay.
Any spell the two of you... just know the name of, rather than just a cantrip, you can summon that, you can use that card. If you happen to know the name of a spell.
Okay.
Don't look anything up. No cheating. If the two of you just happen to know, either one of you just happen
wish
to know a spell.
Wish.
That ain't powerful enough. There's limits to that.
I'm not going to Google anything, but maybe I'll re-listen to some D&D some
If you don't, that's fine. Obviously, Tom knows at least some cantrips, I assume.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I know a few. Yeah. Just don't ask me about them now.
Oh, okay. I'll ask you next recording session when you've looked up wish.
Don't look up any spells. Just if Google, you happen to
message
know
Holly,
one.
Never mind.
If... in between this and a future recording, you potentially learn the name of a spell. That's fine.
Okay.
But don't look it up. Don't
wish.
Seek it out. So, unfortunately, yearning, you're too up in Tania's face. Maybe Tania's terrified expression literally blocks this from view. But Pom and Drifting, both of you spot that when Redora clocks what's happening over with you, she stops moving in halfway in between you. And puts her hand on her side to you yearning. It looks like she's just maybe it's like an impatient gesture or something like that. But the two of you, Drifting and Pom, both of you spot that she has subtly drawn a knife.
Oh,
okay.
I'm gonna have, that's sort of enough for me to finally sort of come to and shake off the shock of everything.
Mm.
And so I'm gonna pull my Warhammer out.
Okay.
My question to the group, do we want to fight this person?
I don't think so. I think she's reacting to me threatening Gideon.
Okay.
That's all.
Yeah. But we can be a bit defensive.
The fact that no one else in the court likes her makes me want
like
to
her.
Trust her.
Yeah.
Tania sees, Pom, that you have drawn a weapon, and now she is more than just a little intimidated. She does not want to be next to you, yearning. So she takes a few steps back, puts her hands up in the air, very defensively. I'm terribly sorry. I don't know what I've done to offend you, but I wish to apologize. And she starts talking louder and louder and louder. She's getting like maybe a little distressed. Suspicious. Well, no, it's not distress.
No. Do I peg that it's not distress?
Drifting, you don't notice this, but Pom and Yearning, both of you notice that she's talking louder and louder and louder, and she keeps glancing at where she knows the guards are by the gate. Like she's trying to arouse, she's trying to get attention.
Yeah. I put my teeth away. Tell me, sorcerer, what kind of magic could make you repeat a day over and over and over again?
She stops, looks at you very seriously, and says that there are several spells that could do such a thing. One of the most common ones, I say common, but it's a very powerful spell, is called Time Stop. It affects the very flow of time itself. There are others, but they're even less common than that, and I would not call Time Stop common.
I have seen that sunset 6 times.
Okay. Are you... So what are you trying to tell me?
I'm saying that there is treachery in this castle, and we cannot stay here.
All right, well... Would
you cannot stay here.
Okay. So is tonight's operation off?
I don't think it can be. I think it is more expediently going ahead.
All three of you spot that Redora, when she notices you've calmed down, she puts her blade away.
I would also like to apologize for my countenance and my frustration. I have been backed into a corner and I was...
What on earth did you do that for? Gertrude Stonehand walks out of the castle holding her bleeding nose. What the bloody hell was that for?
Is she speaking to any one particular person?
She's speaking to you, Yearning, who smacked her in the face.
I turned to Tanya. I hit her in the face 5 times.
Dog. This one just bursts out of the room, hits me, no good reason, and then off like a damn, like a goddamn rocket.
There were 5 of her. Each time, knock on the door. Oh, it's Gertrude. Knock on the door. No, it's... It's not Gertrude. Where is Sir Magella?
Tanya looks past you at Pom and Drifting. Mm. She looks at the two of you and...
She thinks I've gone crazy. I'm the sanest one here, baby! Yeah.
She is pretty confident that Yearning has gone crazy.
Yeah.
Mm.
She looks at the two of you and you can get the distinct impression she's like, please don't let him kill me.
Okay. Yeah, I think we got to step in. I think I'm like, I realize how it sounds, but he's not lying. When I point to Gertrude, I said, she had her head chopped off. It's upstairs, but blow me if I'm going back in that room anytime soon.
We don't know who did it. We don't know.
Do you still have the pendant?
Yes, I do still have the pendant.
You pull out the pendant?
Pull in the pendant, show the name on the back of it.
Now, that is a strange thing. She reaches into her robes and produces the identical pendant.
Yeah.
Ha! So we have done this before.
Tanya reaches out for your pendant, Pom, and says, may I see it?
I reluctantly, I have to give it to her, yeah.
She turns it over in her hands a few times, and you see her muttering some spells to herself. At one point, the pendant glows softly, and when that happens, the identical one that Gertrude is holding also glows. When that happens, Tanya looks at the two and says, that is quite odd. Yes, it would appear that the two of these are the same item.
That's what we've been saying. There's multiple Gertrudes running around.
This is troubling.
And Sir
magic.
Majula. Where is Sir Majula?
Oh, Sir Majula is, she's waiting for us near the docks.
She knocked on the door, sorry, too. She was one of the people at the door. It was Majula. Gertrude. I feel like I miss him.
There might have been another Gertrude in there.
My brain is all over the place.
I love you frazzled. You've been so in control the whole time.
Just, I'm outside.
Yeah.
It's cooking my brain.
Well, obviously the three of you are the experts here. What should we do next? Do you wish to, I'm letting you know, she gestures, the sun is currently set. Thus far, you have encountered no weird time jumps.
Yes.
The sun has been setting at a consistent rate this entire time. It is very nearly completely set. She gestures towards that setting sun. Well, the energies from this ritual that is being conducted should start being detectable soon. The ritual doesn't last, I don't know exactly how long it may or may not last this time, but in previous affairs, it has not lasted for terribly long. So if we don't leave soon, we might not get there in time to find whatever this is.
All right, I have an idea. First of all, everyone must gather here who is traveling to the warehouse right now.
Is everybody here?
Everyone gathers in a circle, yeah.
All right, I'm going to hand up pieces of paper and a quill. You will sign the piece of paper and the quill, and we will hand them around to one another.
Good thing.
Okay.
You will keep this signed piece of papers on you at all times. If you run into someone and they ask you anything unusual, you produce this piece of paper to present them that you are not traveling through time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Like a necklace. We are making a failsafe.
Yeah.
I'm back, baby.
Should Gertrude not come with us?
No, I think we want to keep her by our side.
100% Gertrude should absolutely come with us.
Also, while...
We've killed her once.
While we're writing our names down...
You can kill her again. Yeah, you're right.
I sidle up to her. I say, I'm glad you're not dead.
Well, I'm glad I'm not dead as well. Apparently someone or something killed me, or did you just find my body?
We just found it.
I don't correct you because, you know, I got to cut this boy a break at this point.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You did punch me in the ear hole.
Yes, I did punch you in the bloody ear hole. All right, Pom, I do a smiley face over it.
Yeah, I sign. The only Los Angeles signature is very flowery.
Do you draw some muscles on there?
No, it's just like, do you know when John Hancock signed and it's massive? Yeah, it's just that. It's just real big.
I don't know. I kind of like to imagine that the beginning and end of your signature are too big. Like the outlines are too big.
Actually, it's big and it's arms.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Well, you hand out the pieces of paper to everyone.
Yep.
Are you signing?
Can you write? You've got no fingers.
You're left-handed.
Yeah, he's left-handed.
But okay. Have I lost anything on my left hand?
Not that you've noticed.
So on my right hand, I've... got one finger left.
You've got.
You're basically doing a permanent shocker.
You're
doing a permanent shocker, man.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you got a permanent shocker.
Yeah, you do lots of phone games.
You're real cool all of a sudden.
That cat keeps shockering me.
You say that to the man who murdered the woman you love.
yeah, but she's back. I'm all right now.
Yeah. I think what we do is we get everyone to sign 6 pieces of paper, so we all have a copy of everyone's signature. And the idea being that when we run into, say it resets again. We can produce the paper and be like, we got you to sign this. We're stuck in a time loop.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are in this little circle?
There's 6 people. The 3 of you plus Redora plus Tania Gideon and plus Sir Gertrude.
The 4th isn't there anymore because he's dead upstairs.
Yeah. His blood is on both of you.
Yeah. They.
They.
Crucially, they're not a person.
Yeah. They are the
is this a foolproof system? Just having your name on a piece of paper?
Well, it's kind of my theory is it's a bit like the pendant being proof that something weird's going on. I run into you and I'm like, do you remember signing this piece of paper? And Tanya's like, no, never.
Mm.
It's like, you did. That is your signature.
But they can lie about. I don't know. Are we better off going with like a code word on the paper?
No, I think it's just proof of identity is all I'm doing. I'm not looking for like who's a spy. I'm looking for proof of time loop.
Yeah.
You hand out the pieces of paper.
Yes.
Everyone signs the pieces of paper. Everyone gets a piece of paper with everyone else's signature. Yeah?
Yes.
Are we satisfied? Shall we head off?
Do I still have those health potions on me?
You do, yes. 4 of them, I believe.
Yeah, okay. So they didn't disappear.
No.
What's your health, though?
We should have looted all the other bodies. Health? We could have had 20 health potions.
Amazing.
My health, I'm on 16. I could drink one, but I feel like it's a...
Oh, I'd just like to let everyone know. Gertrude holds up her satchel bag. I've got a couple of healing potions just in case anyone should need
them. Grog's best.
Yes, yeah. It's my favorite.
Yes, we took them from you earlier.
Should we send some guards up to collect her body? Like,
don't send anyone into that.
We're just moving on.
Do not send anybody into that room.
Okay.
All right, then. We won't.
Too late. It may be cursed.
Maybe Gertrude calls over a guard and just lets them know the situation and tells them to keep parts of the castle isolated right now until you can work out what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if everyone's satisfied, you head off. The 7 of you head towards the warehouse district.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think things are gonna turn out all right from this point on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so mad.
I'm gonna get my hand back. Gonna be not cool again.
Hang on. There are only 6 of us when we were signing the paper, so we don't have the 7th person on the paper.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, you must have forgotten. Do you want to stop and add them onto all the papers?
No, is that not enough of a clue? Because our 6 names works really well there.
Yeah, I would have thought looking at the 6 names makes me go, huh. And we've already had a 4th fuck us up before.
Yeah, but they've always been here. They were there for the 4th thing.
Why didn't they write their fucking name?
They're so rude.
Very rude.
Like another piece of paper.
Everyone, seven names down.
You pass it around. Everyone signs their name. You pass it to the
seventh. How many names are on the paper, Adam?
There's seven names on every piece of
paper.
How do
I pronounce the seventh name?
You know.
Yeah, great.
Can I say, this is genuinely like, I feel for, obviously we review horror movies. I feel for anyone in a horror movie where the rules are not obvious, you don't know what's going on, you don't have all the pieces. Like now I feel so strongly for all those characters we've reviewed and like, did they act wisely or foolishly? Because you're literally like, I don't even know what decision to make. I don't know what's going to work. Yeah. I don't know what, I could make a dozen decisions. They all might lead me to
bad
places.
We're not splitting up. Rule one. We already did that.
What you really want, what you really, really want is to pull the card that says, I see it.
Yeah, I know.
That card is like gold. It's like worth its weight in gold.
We gotta do some better, more good role playing.
You want that card so fucking bad.
Okay.
You know what? Go on. Draw another one now. You've been good.
Sorry, what did I say? The DM must lay out the best possible phrasing for you when talking with an NPC.
That could be quite useful.
We could twist that.
Interrogating that. Anybody will be very handy with that.
Yes.
Oh, can we use that now?
Interrogate the seventh?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, no, wait. No, he'll just be like, yeah, you know.
I got to lay out the best phrasing possible.
For what I want, which is to find out who the seventh is.
Pump it.
I think we want to know its identity.
Yeah, I think identity is a good one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. The best phrasing possible for this. You want to ask the seventh who has worshipped it in the past.
Who has worshipped you in the past? Would this crack the veneer of the it's part of our posse?
Well, it occurs to you that it's a really strange fucking thing to ask.
This is a really weird question, but it's just popped into my head.
Do you often ask people that? I don't think I've ever just walked up to someone and said, who's worshipped you in the past? As though that's a normal thing.
I point to the dwarf knight. I have seen her die and be hit in the face five times.
Well, you make a good point.
I point to both of your arms. It is not a normal knight, huh?
Yeah.
So we can ask some questions.
He's got no fingers left.
It explains to you that it's been worshipped by the stars and their spawn.
Does that make me go, wait, what?
Yes, that's an odd thing to say. And you know what star spawn are.
I do.
Yeah. Well, all three of you would. Okay. They're not an uncommon thing.
Hey, Adam. Are they Aesimir?
No.
Okay.
You might describe them as like D&D aliens, almost.
Okay. Shit, right.
Now, they come in a lot of shapes and forms. You could describe them as either being creatures from another planet or creatures from another realm.
Oh, okay.
These are some forms that Starspawn take.
They're handsome fellas.
They're fucked
Tom, what
up.
What do you see?
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, would you like to describe this first one?
I see some tentacles.
Tentacles, he has a beard that looks like it's made of pube tentacles.
Kind of looks like a blobfish. If the swamp thing was more blobfish than swamp, it would look like this guy.
Does look like he lives underwater.
Yes, big time. Too many arms.
And this one, it looks like, what are the bad guys in Animorphs?
Well, the he looks like an Andalite, but gone fucked.
Yeah, a fucked Andalite.
It looks like a centipede fucked an Andalite, and also then I asked a kid to draw that from memory, and then we made it look cool.
Yeah, and he's got a little, you know, loincloth. He's hiding a dick of undetermined size.
Yeah.
that one's very different.
Worms. That's just worms wearing a mask.
In a mask and a coat.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that is an ugly little freak. That is an ugly little golem boy. With spikes all over him.
Looks pregnant, if you ask me.
Yeah.
But it's cackling
evilly.
Want
to hit that with a big rock over and over again. That's not anything.
That's tentacles.
That is tentacles, but like with
and
a wolf.
Snout, yeah. That's an amalgam of, God knows, animal parts.
It's like something out of The Thing.
Yeah.
Yes, it really does. It looks like the leftover bits from The Thing.
All right.
Anyway, those are Starspawn.
I don't like Starspawn. I'm just going to these things worship number seven.
Stars and their spawn, but never humans.
Okay. Is that setting off my radar?
You think,
that-
though, when the seventh one of your group, when they're saying and never humans, what they mean is, because you know this about them, they don't really understand what humans are. They just know, just two legs, just two arms, one head. And they're kind of like, you are humans.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So they mean like bipedal creatures.
Yes. There's a lot of different races.
Man, if
under
you
that.
Will.
Yeah.
Question, though, does that prompt any?
That, I mean, yeah, come on. You can't ignore that.
Yeah.
And have all six of us heard that?
Yes.
Okay.
What do the others do?
Well, Redora immediately draws her dagger and wheels around. Tania screams, and Gertrude draws her weapon and screams. Right. So you've got the full pantheon there.
Shink. Ah! Shaw!
Yeah, pretty much.
Tanya's got to get her shit together.
The seventh one puts up its, well, not arms, but puts itself up and backs away scared.
We can see it. Wow.
We can see what it is now?
No. No, you can't see what it is. Well, yeah. I mean, you can see it. You can see it.
But we can't see it.
I can also put my arms up. I flex my little lizard arms.
It makes itself a little smaller.
I pop out four very big, almost ghost arms that are much bigger.
Makes itself even smaller.
What is it that you want from us?
Yes, Tom.
Well, it tells you what it wants.
Yeah, damn it. No, fuck it. I punch it in the head.
Okay, let's go to...
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The Further Adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.